Good to see you. Thanks for taking out the time to meet with us here all over in Perth, Western Australia. I can't believe this. Oh. We've been trying to do this for months now. Good to see you.
Well, we made it.
Yes, we did. Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Yeah. I know you've got a very busy schedule, so I'll just be real quick to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
I think you're celebrating the first anniversary of your latest album, which is Believe For It, which has won so many awards and has been nominated for a Grammy as well. Uh-huh. So we just want to know, what was your inspiration to work on that album, to record that album?
Believe For It. Wow. Well, it's my first live record.
Okay.
That I've ever done, which I can't believe I never did a live record, but I've never done one. And so, but my inspiration really was to create a worship experience. We did our first live record during the pandemic, so we couldn't have a lot of people there. So I invited a few intercessors to come and to pray while I was doing the live record. And my inspiration was to create an experience that would release the presence of God. The presence of God is always inspiring me to praise God, but to also encourage other people to experience his presence, you know? And so that was my prayer, is that this record would be fire, that it would actually be the Holy Ghost and fire that people will experience when they listen to it, when they hear Believe For It, when they hear Goodness of God, when they hear Never Lost, you know, No Greater Love. It's just, and it was that, you know, it was released in a time where a lot of people weren't going to church too. They weren't able to experience the regular church services that they were used to. And so I was praying that this would bring that service right into their home, right into their car, you know, and it's been a blessing to hear the testimonies.
Wow, thank you. That's good. And honestly, the album, well, on Spotify, my Spotify, it was the highest album that I'd listened to, as in the most number of times for 2021. And that's because you could always feel the presence whenever I was driving in the car, listening at home, sitting in my office, listening here, even I'm in my living room now. Very, very inspiring album. And I played it so many times on the radio station. I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Nigel. Sorry, I'm nervous.
I knew that ahead of time.
You forgive me. Yeah. And the station that I play the gospel show on is 98.5 Sunshine FM in Perth, Western Australia.
Wow.
Yes. And I am originally Nigerian, but I moved here in 2006. And there's quite a large community of Africans and African Americans.
Really?
In Perth. And
I have a nephew who lives in Melbourne, Australia.
Okay. I think your son came down to
Australia, and actually the church that we are pastoring now, or he's pastoring now, it was birthed from Melbourne Life Church in Australia.
Wow, fantastic.
There's a lot of Australian churches here.
Yeah. So have you ever been to Australia yet?
I've been to Sydney. I've been to Melbourne. I've been to a couple of other places there, but it's been a while though.
Not Perth yet though. So
no,
we're extending the invitation out to you.
Well,
Sunday, if I can get some people together to get you to come, we'll get our people to speak to your people to get it organized.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
All right. So moving on, the next question I have for you is, I noticed some of the people who played on that album were from your church. Was there a special reason for that, or was it just easier to just work with people that you've worked with before? Because I've been following.
Well, at the time, Dewan Hill, who was a member of our church, and he was also my musical director.
Oh, okay.
At that time, so when I went out on the road and all of that, and so by him going to the church and being my musical director, we used a lot of people from Nashville Life Music. But he also had outside musicians as well, and outside singers. So we had a community of singers who were mostly here from Nashville, but some of them were from around the States.
Oh, okay.
That came. And so it was a whole big group of great people and great musicians and singers that made this all happen.
That's good. Fantastic. Yeah. So as a veteran in the music industry, what kind of advice would you give to young up and coming artists, songwriters, worshipers, gospel ministers? What would you tell them to, well, about their craft and how to minister the way you have so gracefully over the years?
Oh, thank you. Well, first of all, I would always tell them to make sure they're ministering out of their overflow. You know, it's so important that you understand that you're a believer first who happens to sing. And so my relationship with Jesus is more important than my career. It's more important than what song I wrote or where I'm performing at. You know, if you're going to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you have to be partaker of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think a lot of times, and it's, I think all of us can do that. We can get so focused on where we're trying to go that we forget who we are.
Yeah, true.
And it's so important to know who you are so that whenever you have a platform, you're not confused or people are not confused on who you are and who you represent. And so that would be my number one thing, is to make sure Jesus is first in your life. Amen. And that having prayer, spending time in his word, being submitted, having a church home, mm-hmm. under spiritual authority, all of that has played a crucial part in my life. And I believe in my ability to stay relevant, because God is always, you know, dealing with me. He's always working on me. And that's so important when you're a minister of the gospel. And then as an artist, I think on the natural side is you just have to keep, you have to keep going. You know, it's not always going to go well. But if God has called you, then God will provide, you know. And so you just have to keep giving him all you have, no matter where you are. Give God your all and know that he will open every door that needs to be opened.
Excellent. Thank you. Beautiful answer. And that was very deep. Just, yeah, be who you are before you let ministering out of the overflow. That's what you said. That really caught my attention. I love that. I noticed, well, throughout the songs on the album, you always shared something, or you always had a little sermon, and there was a lot of faith-based word in the album. I can see that you're a woman of faith. Mm-hmm. And this is a segment that we do on the station where I always ask everybody I interview to share a testimony that probably solidified your faith journey with the Lord. So can you think of any testimony you can just share with the audience here? Mm-hmm. Something that really made you...
Well, you know, one of the ones that I share a lot is the time when my brother Ronald was still with us, and the doctors had told us that he was going to leave, and that he had had a massive heart attack, and basically he wanted to wake him up so that we could say goodbye to him. We began to pray, and we began to fast, and we began to repent to make sure all of our hearts were in the right place. And my father asked the doctor, because the doctor had went in and operated on Ronald and came back out and just said his heart had exploded. And he asked the doctor if because basically Ronald had died on the operating table. But my father said, can we pray for you? And would you go back in there? And the doctor looked at him like, I don't know why you want to pray, but yeah, you can pray for me. And the doctor went back in. And the next thing we heard, Ronald was in recovery. So God brought him back. And that doctor got saved, and the nurses that were around got saved, came to the Lord. And so that was definitely a place that really marked my life for life, because we cried out and we believed. We knew that we could not doubt, but all of us had to have faith. And his life was depending on it. And when we came together and prayed and released our faith and kept speaking life, even over a dead situation, God came through.
Wow, fantastic.
And so I live my life. I am a woman of faith, and my goal is to always to grow in faith. You know, I don't ever want to doubt. I don't ever want to, because we have no reason to doubt or fear.
True.
Because even when things don't turn out the way we want them to turn out, because we know the character of God, that he's faithful and that he cannot fail. Amen. So we trust him. And God has been so good to me that I trust him. He has a perfect track record, you know, and he can't fail. And when we live our lives from that place, then we can be full of faith. We can know that we have a God who sees, he knows, he cares, he has all power, all wisdom, all knowledge. He nothing takes him by surprise. You know, a lot of people during the pandemic was like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, well, God is not nervous. Yeah. He's never nervous. You know, even what we're going through today with the war, we have to understand God has given us the answer to every solution, to every problem. And that's Jesus, you know, and to pray and to believe and to release our faith and to know that if we do our part, he will always do his.
Fantastic. Oh, beautiful, beautiful testimony, beautiful answer as well. Can I just get you to say hello to the listeners here in Perth? Just hi.
Yes. Hello, all the listeners. Hello, hello, hello. Wow. I'm so honored to be able to talk to you guys and to talk to Nigel and to know that God has people everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
and even though I'm here in Nashville, it's amazing what technology will do to allow us to speak. But I want to say thank you to all the listeners, those who have allowed my music, my family's music to minister to your life, to allow us to be in your homes, in your cars. I don't take that lightly. I totally appreciate that. And I just pray God's best over your lives.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's all I prepared for 15 minutes. I'm not sure if... if you still got a few more speakers, I'm just gonna so what are the next, well, your plans for the next 12 months? Or I know you're on the road and you just got back from Hawaii last week. Sorry, I've been
I was on vacation last week. Oh, I had some good sleep last week.
That's good.
But I'm back to work. You know, we're busy at the church, Nashville Life Church.
Okay.
And so that's keeping me busy. But we will tour, I believe, in the fall. I'm going to tour this record in the fall.
Okay.
And so I'm preparing. I'm on YouTube, Generations. I would love to promote Generations.
Okay.
It's a show that I do with my daughter on YouTube that I would invite everybody to tune into.
That's
and also
today, right? This evening?
This evening. Well, it's on YouTube as far as I am doing.
Okay.
I'm doing a live today, though. I am doing a live with Ashley.
Wow.
And I'm going to invite everybody to, I know you guys are a long way away, but again, technology, you guys log on. We're going to do a virtual conference, Generations Live, that's coming up for Mother's Day. And so I want to extend that to everybody to join in. It's going to be a powerful time. And so I'm excited about that. But this next year will be a lot of ministry at our home church, but also we'll be touring the record in the fall. Other than that, I'm just a grandma. You know, I'm excited about my grandmother.
Was it Alvin that had the child? Or was
Ashley.
Ashley,
has
okay.
The first
All right.
one. His name
okay.
is Wyatt.
All
and
right.
so I'm enjoying him. It's grandparenting is the best.
That's good. Do they live in the same city as you do?
Yes.
Beautiful. So you get your time slot for babysitting
that's
and all that.
Right. That's right. That's right. All the time.
All the time. That's good. Excellent.
God bless you. Great talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for accepting the invitation and thanks for taking out the time. I'm sure we got, I got it mixed up a little bit, but it's 4 a.m. here in Perth.
You need to go get some rest.
I'm going to, that's why my eyes look very funny, but I'm going to go to bed soon.
4 a.m. Oh my goodness. Well, have a good morning, night.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. All the best. God bless you. See ya.
God bless.
Bye.